on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire High School football continues next with the Halftime Show, featuring an interview and a replay of the top highlights from the first half.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com. Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We rejoin you at halftime. Eau Claire North taking on New Richmond. We'll update you on where we stand in just a moment. However, right now, an opportunity for us to check in with the Memorial Old Abes. They have a game tomorrow night taking on Old BRC Foe Chi High. One more non-conference game before the new conference slate gets going in a week. Tom Westcott, the head coach, is kind enough to join us here. And Tom, as we look ahead to this game against Chi High, let's first go back to last week. Some of the key moments in that game against Hudson.
Yeah, you know, I think right off the bat, our offensive game plan was to be ourselves and not worry too much about what Hudson was going to present. And I think in the first half, we were able to accomplish that goal, and it was a tight game at half. And Second half, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a few too many times and just couldn't convert on some third downs. And game got a little bit away from us there at the end, but we're on the right track and we're happy with where we're going.
Now, what are some things overall that you liked? Of course, the team got hit in the proverbial mouth right away, 45 seconds in. There's an interception. They punch it in from the 1 yard line. It could have easily gotten away. Everyone's head spinning. It's week number one. No matter how many times you scrimmage, it's not the same when there's fans there and a band. So you have to like the way your guys bounce back. And for a while there, even had the lead.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about overcoming adversity a lot this coming week because we were able to answer the bell, if you will. They punched us in the mouth and we got right back on the horse. So we're happy that we were able to do that. We just got to keep that consistently throughout four quarters. I was very happy with our quarterback, Aaron Gunlock. He could have let that pick derail the entire game for him, but he had that resilient effort coming out in that next drive.
Things you're working on this week at practice, of course, probably that discipline a little bit, a few too many penalties, though sometimes you can chalk it up to it being week number one. No doubt trying to contain that outer edge a little bit as well, because once you get that first game on videotape, football is very much a copycat sport. So it's something obviously a lot of teams have looked at already after week number one against you guys.
Yeah, and going against Chippewa Falls, their DNA, their bread and butter is to run between the tackles and then, bounce it out a little bit off the tight end there. So we're really doubling down on our efforts to be a stout run defense this week. We'll have a few wrinkles for them, and we're looking forward to bringing physical football back to Eau Claire Memorial, and we're doing all we can to bring that physical mentality back.
You guys get to be at home this week, and whether there's a home advantage or not, regardless of it, but how cool is it to get that first home game under the belt? And of course, it is a local opponent, so there'll be a number of people from Chippewa that'll be at the game. And whether it seems like a game like this adheres to that philosophy that I have, that in football, it's a bunch of mini championships week in and week out, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Just having Chip about 20 minutes away, it is a rivalry, a geographical rivalry game for sure. A lot of our guys play other sports with folks on the Chippewa team. So there's a lot of bragging rights on the board for some of these boys. We're looking forward to the challenge for sure. And Coach Rakovich up north, he's done a fantastic job for the past number of years running that specific offense. And they're aggressive 3-4. So we're excited to play them. And we're excited to have that challenge presented to us in a non-conference game for once.
And one thing we didn't touch on here, a big positive I thought from last week, and of course, once the game started to get away, you couldn't benefit from it too much, but your own running game, big holes, lots of opportunities to run last week. That's something you had to like from your offensive line. And of course, your starting running back who had a big night.
Yeah, our old line, we're starting two sophomores on that offensive line. So we were happy that we could make some holes and move some people around. And Shamar Simmons, our running back, he had a great game, probably his best as an old Abe. So we're happy with the trajectory of where we're heading in our run game. And while we kind of spread the ball out a little bit in our formations, we want to be a balanced team. And so we think that we can execute the run game just as well as our spread.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we are at halftime. The Eau Claire North Huskies trailing New Richmond by a score of 21-7 here at New Richmond. Boy, what a difference 24 hours makes. Last night we have been holding on for dear life here. Everybody looking at people in the press box as though, hey, it might not be my time, but if it's your time, we could be in trouble. Last night was some gnarly weather. Tonight, though, gorgeous conditions. New Richmond, though, out to the 21-7 lead. We know the score here. What other scores are going on, Derek?
Well, Regis is in Bloomer. They currently lead 30-8. Eau Claire Memorial trails Chi High 39-0. And Altoona leads Black River Falls 20-0.
Well, let's tell everybody how we got to this point in this game, the scoring summary.
Well, it started off 6:28 to go in the first quarter when Hitchcock scored a 4-yard touchdown reception for New Richmond. The extra point was successful, putting them 7-0 in the lead. Then they would add another touchdown to it when Whitcock got a 5-yard touchdown run. Extra point also successful with 2:03 to go in the first quarter. It would only keep getting better for New Richmond as they would jump out to a 21-0 lead when Hupner went 55 yards rushing to the end zone just 10 seconds into the second quarter. With the extra point being successful, they were up 21-0. But then Mettler scored a 23-yard touchdown reception, and here's how it sounded.
McCracken will take the chest high snap. Throws over the middle. He's got a man. Catch made in stride by Ben Mettler. It's at the 15 to the 10. Wave him goodbye. Touchdown. Touchdown for the North Huskies. A 32-yard pitch and catch from McCracken to Mettler. And North is on the board. Now down 21-6. And North would get that extra point, Derek, of course, and be down 21-7. And that's where we stand heading into the second half. I think the key, Derek, for North to get back into this game, obviously score more points, but that defense has got to figure out a way to stop these big gashing plays from New Richmond. And from a New Richmond standpoint, they've got to sit here and go, how do we finish off some of these drives? New Richmond wasn't able to finish off a couple of drives deep in North territory late in that first half.
Yeah, as far as North goes, a lot of these big plays have been rushing plays, so they've got to figure out a way to stop that rush.
What were some of the other key stats?
Well, North was 2-for-7 on third down plays. New Richmond just 2-for-4. Both teams had a fourth down attempt, and both of them failed that fourth
down. Well, no, North got a touchdown on their fourth down, one of their fourth downs.
Oh, yeah, it was on that fourth down play.
So they're 1-of-2.
So, correction, I'm not paying attention, apparently. So they were 1-for-2 on fourth down, New Richmond 0-for-1. Both teams do have a turnover, North with a fumble, and New Richmond with an interception.
All right, North and New Richmond, second half coming up in a moment. New Richmond leads North 21-7, back with the second half. North gets the ball to begin the second half when we come back on 93.5 and from Eau Claire, hometown media.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Sports talk radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the field, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's return to the field, and with the play-by-play, here's Scott Montesano.
The New Richmond Tigers leading the North Huskies by the score of 21-7, final week of non-conference play. Before everybody gets going in conference play, starting next week, North will be at Carson Park, taking on Wausau West as North, along with Memorial, their first sojourn into the Central Wisconsin-based Valley Football Association. Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano with us as well. It is the end of summer vacation. Classes getting going next week in the Eau Claire Area School District. Derek got a chance to get back into the South Middle School this week, the photo and get your classes and all that. I know your sister's excited about fifth grade at Mann's Elementary.
Yep, she's at the top of her school. I'm at the top of mine.
So a lot of excitement for you guys. Are you sad to see summer vacation end?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love for it to keep going, but unfortunately, it wouldn't be a summer break if school never started again.
Derek's days were spent walking around in usually the same T-shirt he'd been wearing for about three straight days. Maybe he had changed his underwear. You had international soccer tournaments that would keep you occupied in the daytime hours in June, then the Olympics in July.
Yep, I did not have a shortage of sports to watch.
One of those dream summers, actually, for a 13-year-old staying home for the summer. All right, here we go with the second half. New Richmond will begin with the ball. New Richmond will head left or right across your listening device, either on the internet at echometownradio.com or 93.5 The Tap. And again, if North is going to come back in this game, their defense is going to have to figure out a way of tightening up, gluing things up a little bit. And from a New Richmond standpoint, they're looking at it going, hey, can we put this game away? As they've had some opportunities to do exactly that in this ball game, but have not been able to finish off some drives. So North will kick it away. Looks like Gorman's going to do the... No, here comes Solberg out to kick it for North in just a moment. Again, a crowd of about 2,500 or so. The grandstand below us is filled up. Students from New Richmond down to our right, they're all standing in unison. Of course, a number of people standing right along the field level off to our left, right by the concession stand. The only thing about this ballpark, lovely facility they have, no permanent bathrooms. Everything is a port-a-john, which smells fine with this being their first games of the year, but I don't want to be here in week eight. All right, Solberg will swing the right leg, end over and kick. His first kick was a touchback. This one's going to be taken inside the five. Out to the 20, the 25, to the 30 yard line, right up the middle of the hash marks, and all the way out to the 39 yard line. An outstanding return for Max Kratovitz. And that's not what you want if you're North, giving up again another big gashing play from New Richmond.
Yeah, New Richmond just keeps slapping them with big play after big play.
So New Richmond will start off at their own 40 yard line as they look to build on a 21-7 lead. As we begin the second half, New Richmond 3-0 against North all time. All the games happening recently, including a 33-0 shellacking last year. Shotgun for Nick Stalrick. He'll hand it off up the gut. Not much happening, though, for Austin Wittick, who had a couple of big gains in that first half. Here, though, he gets three.
Second down and 7. Near midfield. Second down and 7 from their own 43-yard line. Stalrick in the shotgun, Whittick off to his side. Three wideouts, two to the near side. Give goes to Whittick, wide to the far side. He's got room in the first down. Past the 50-yard line, and as he gets to the far sideline, he's angled out of bounds, but not before he gets to the north 47-yard line and a first down for New Richmond. And surprise, surprise, New Richmond taking snaps on the north side of the 50.
Yep, not a new occurring, not a complete reoccurring theme.
First and 10 for New Richmond at the plus 47-yard line. Again, Whittick going wide to the far side. He's hit at the knees and brought down. No gain on the play. We'll see who torpedoed him there for North. Looks like that was Jack Gorman who got in there, the senior, who was able to get him right on the thighs and knock him down. Second down and 10 at the North 47 for New Richmond.
And as the lights here start to take full effect over this field,
the lights glistening off these helmets on both sides, both teams wearing black helmets. Second and 10 from the 47 of North. Fakes the give to Stalrick, running himself far side. He's got the first down, pass the 40 to the 35. Knocks over a North defender and falls down inside the 30-yard line. Stalrick on a design quarterback keeper. Ran off to the far side, the left side, and lots of room as he runs 18 yards. First and 10 to the North 30-yard line. New Richmond right back on the ball. Empty backfield here. Five wideouts, and now they relax the muscles for a moment and look to the near sideline to get the play. They stay with the empty set. Five wide receivers, two right, three to the left. Stalrick, quick pass to the far side. Reception by Peyton Crane, trying to make a man miss. He will dart his way along the far sideline and get to the 25. A gain of 5, second down and 5 for New Richmond.
And surprise, surprise, it's New Richmond approaching the North Red Zone.
And New Richmond last week only 7 points in what was a slog of a game against Marshfield. Won it 7-6 because the defense for New Richmond didn't give up any points. The only points Marshfield got last week were on a pick six. Hand off to Austin Whittick for New Richmond on second and 5. Tries to work between the hash marks and carries it for a gain of 3. It'll be third down and 2 at the 22-yard line of North. Now New Richmond, again, continues to move the ball on the ground against this North team. North has been unable to figure out a way to throw some sand or something there to slow him down, gunk him up. Heppner on the carry on third and 2. He's hit at the line, but the pile moves ahead. But they're only going to give him a yard. It'll be fourth down and a yard. Or actually, they don't give him anything. It'll be fourth down and just shy of 2 yards for New Richmond. And here's where New Richmond has continuously stalled out. They're 0-for-1 on fourth downs. Here's their second opportunity of the game. It's fourth down and just shy of 2 yards at the North 22-yard line. Here's a big play early in the second half. Can the North defense get the stop? Bunched up formation. They've got Heppner in the backfield. The snap. Fakes the handoff, rolls near side to Stalrick. He's got room to run. He'll take it himself, has the first down to the 15, down to the 10, lowers the shoulder, and he's brought down at the 8-yard line. That was designed the whole way. Ty Schoff the tackle for North, but New Richmond will take over. First and goal to go at the 8-yard line. 8 minutes left in the third quarter. New Richmond leading 21-7.
That was just a good play by New Richmond, able to see that pretty much anything but up the middle was open.
All right, first and goal to go from the 8 for New Richmond. Shotgun snap. Stalwart fakes the give, keeps it himself. He'll go up the middle. He's not head over tea kettle as he has his legs taken out from him by Michael Friesen, the junior for North. But not before a gain of 4 to the 4-yard line. Second and goal at the 4. Now they're using Stalwart on the ground a lot, keeping it himself. They've got Wittick now in the backfield with Stalwart. Who will give it to Wittick coming wide to the near side, and he's got the angle. Wittick will walk on into the end zone. A 4-yard touchdown run by Austin Wittick, and New Richmond builds the lead to 27-7 with 6:59 to go in the third quarter. Wittick with his second touchdown of the game. Now, if North wanted to be in this game, they had to figure out a way to stop the running game, and just too many big, big plays. They've allowed, this one's gonna come back. There was a flag, Derek.
Yeah, it looked like they called a holding.
Yeah, they called a hold. I didn't see a flag get dropped, did you?
I missed it.
No, I missed it. Well, the flag, wave off the points, that's gonna move it back to the 15. So it's second down and goal to go from the 15-yard line. Wave that off. They don't have an official's microphone today here in New Richmond like we had last week, and most BRC schools have. Shotgun snap. Stalwart will keep it himself, running up the middle. He's got big gain to the 15-yard line. Stood up, stays on his feet. Backpedals his way down to the 5. And it'll be third down and goal to go from the 5, so they get a lot of that penalty yardage right back. Third down, goal to go from the 5, and another big gain on the ground for New Richmond. Clock stopped for some reason. The officials are looking around. Now the clock starts up again. New Richmond up to the ball. Third down and goal to go from the 5. Shotgun here for Stalwart. He's got Heppner with him. He'll fake the give. Stalwart rolling to the far side, looking towards the end zone. Now floats it towards the end zone. He's got a man. Catch, touchdown. Floats it over the middle, and it's caught by Alex Oon. Oon, the touchdown for New Richmond. No flags on the field this time, and New Richmond leads 27-7 with 6:01 to go in the third quarter. Alex Oon, the 5-yard touchdown reception. And New Richmond back in business. Al Fagan off the extra point for New Richmond that as they march down the field to open up the second half. Right-footed kick is on its way. The kick is good. And we have 6:01 to go in the third quarter. New Richmond has expanded their lead. New Richmond leads North 28-7, 6:01 to go in the third quarter. North gets the ball for the first time in the second half when we come back on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
B-York's Frame.
Quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
B-York's Frame.
237-2678. 237-2678.
B-York's Frame.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
B-York's Frame.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
6:01 to go in the third quarter. New Richmond leading North 28-7. Eau Claire North will get the ball back here as the kickoff from New Richmond. Munson slipped as he kicked the ball off. It's taken at the 15, though, by North. And stopped shy of the 30 is the returner, though. That's where Eau Claire North will take over. Yeah, you know, you don't have to go back that far. But just about 3-4 years ago, this is a North program before Matt McGinnis took over, that barely had the roster size of a minor league hockey team. You had a tremendously low roster turnout. It wasn't gonna happen, but North was not competitive in the BRC. It was kind of painful to watch. But in the last few years, that has turned around. North has become, obviously, much more competitive. And we'll finish this thought in a moment as a handoff to Levante Bean on first and 10 from the 29. And he's wrapped up right at the line. Not much to go. But the last year, a couple years ago, North broke out of their years-long losing streak. Last year, they got three wins and were on the cusp of the playoffs, just couldn't get one more win. And then this year, as was evident by what Matt McGinnis told us in the pregame, this is not about moral victories anymore. They want to be a competitive team. They're eyeballing playoffs. It's not about them anymore being, shucks, they gave it the old college try. They want to win now. The only thing about it is, we'll say in a moment, second down and 9, handoff Bean. That bowling ball style of his, pinballing off of bodies, is able to get out near the 40-yard line, right near the first down marker. He'll be just shy. A gain of 8, third down and a yard. The only thing about this North team, though, they are still young. They have 23 sophomores on the roster this year. So still building towards something is Matt McGinnis. Third down and a yard at their own 39 for North. Shotgun for Peyton McCracken. McCracken will keep it himself. Hit in the backfield, though. He's going to lose 3, maybe 4 yards. They faked the handoff to Bean. They wanted Bean to be a lead blocker for him, but either Bean missed the block or somebody just eluded him. And that's a loss of 2 on the play. And looks like North will bring the punting unit on with 4:15 to go in the third. Down 28-7.
Yeah, this is one where if you're North, you just need pin them deep here, get a defensive stop, get the ball back, and work something with that.
Solberg on the punt. Stands at his own 22-yard line. Good snap this time. Right-footed kick, low line drive kick, lands at the New Richmond 35. Stays in bounds as it paints the sideline, but where did it go out of bounds? I think I say it went out of bounds to the 30, landed at about the 37 and stayed in bounds to the 30. New Richmond will take over at their own 30-yard line, leading 28-7. The issue for North today, just they haven't been able to consistently get things going in this one. We'll see if they can get a good defensive stop, however, coming up here in a moment. Because here's the other thing. Whether you're down by 30 or you're down by 3, right now, particularly in week number 2, every play is an opportunity for you to set something up for down in the future, building a good pattern. Shotgun for Nick Stalrick for New Richmond. And off to Heppner. Heppner drilled by 2 North Huskies right at the line and thrown back. Among the tacklers, Michael Mendoza, a senior for North, and he is a big body at 250.
Yep, clear he was trying to bulldoze his way through the North defense, and they weren't having any of it.
Second down and 9 from their own 31 for New Richmond. Wide receiver sweep play here out of the 35-yard line and cut down to 37, a gain of 7 on the play. Who got that there? New Richmond, that's Austin Panic. It'll be third down and 2 at the 38. They gave him 8 yards. Third down and 2 from their own 38-yard line. And we'll see if North can get a third down stop here in maybe get a 3-and-out late in this third quarter, down 28-7. 4 wideouts, 3 to the far side. That's the long side of the field. Starrick fakes the handoff, swing pass over the middle, caught for a first down out to the 47-yard line. Catch made by Alex Oon, and New Richmond, a fresh set of downs. Now New Richmond, what are they now on third down conversion?
Oh, they're third for 3 for 7.
First and 10 for New Richmond at their own 47-yard line. Ball on the near hash as New Richmond moves left to right across your listening device. Hand off for Heppner. into the line. He is able to tunnel his way for 5 yards to the plus side of the 50 to the 48. And that's the thing, that line for New Richmond got great push there. He was already 3 yards in the positive territory before he got met by anybody. Second down and 5 at the 48 of North. Under 2 to play in the third quarter. New Richmond leading 28-7 over Eau Claire North. A wide receiver screen to Aiden Eckert along the near sideline. Eckert will run along the near sideline, has the first down as he's angled out of bounds at the 40-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play. First and 10 for New Richmond.
And again, it's just New Richmond moving the ball down the field again.
First and 10 at the 40-yard line of North. Starrick hands it, Heppner going wide to the far side to the 35, turns upfield to the 30, to the 25-yard line, and is spun down there. Open field tackle by Van Mettler, but another first down, 15-yard gain there for New Richmond. And New Richmond a first down at the North 25-yard line. Al North, if they're going to be competitive in the VFA, are going to have to figure out a way to stop the run. New Richmond has feasted all day on the ground. You know exactly what they're going to do. North just can't stop it. And off again to Heppner. Jitterbugs a bit in the backfield. Works his way ahead along the far hash. Has some good yardage inside the 20. Give him 5+. It'll be second down and a short 4 for New Richmond. Well, again, you look at this North team. 23 sophomores on the roster, a number of juniors, but they are done with the moral victories. Matt McGinnis's team no longer wants to be the aw shucks that came close against Menominee last week. That loss really stung them last week. Unfortunately, this week has been even more of a humbler for them. Here's Whittick coming wide of the near side, wrapped up in the backfield and devoured, crunched by Michael Friesen for a loss of 2 on the play. Friesen came on through as though somebody said there's one red Solo cup left full of lemonade. Third down and 6 at the 21-yard line of North. Don't tell Friesen this game's over, because it's not. Final 15 seconds on the clock in the third quarter, and New Richmond's just going to let the clock expire, and rightfully so. So we will head to the fourth and final quarter. New Richmond leading North by a score of 28-7. New Richmond has the ball deep in North territory when we come back on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from
New York Strand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
New York Strand.
This is the metal roof that's backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
New York Strand.
237-2678.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Derek keeping an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll update you on what's going on around the area coming up on the postgame show tonight. We head to the fourth quarter here in New Richmond. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano off to our left. 28-7 New Richmond leads as we begin the fourth quarter. And New Richmond has a third down and 6 at the North 21-yard line. New Richmond up to the ball. Nick Stalrick in the shotgun. Shotgun snap, rolls out near side. Throws it on the left side. Catch is made. First down reception made at the 14-yard line by Aiden Eckert. He's wrapped up, nowhere to go after the catch, but he has the first down, and another first down for the New Richmond Tigers.
All they're doing is making big enough plays past this North defense.
That's the thing for New Richmond. They have just been consistently moving the ball on offense. First and 10 at the plus 13-yard line. Stallrick in the shotgun. Hand off Wittick through the right side of the line, inside the 10. Hits some bodies, drags bodies to the 8-yard line. Second down and 4 at the 8-yard line after a gain of 6. Well, regardless of whether the Huskies come back in this game or not, another lovely night for football, much different than what it would have been last night. Very much balls and strikes weather, Derek, not first and 10 weather.
Yes, it is very much a baseball-type feel of night.
And really, all these high school games the last couple weeks have avoided the humidity. Hand off Wittick, inside the 5. He's got the first down, down to the 2, down to the 1, and kept out of the end zone, but it'll be first and goal at the 1. You think we had all that humidity from, say, Saturday through Wednesday. I know it impacted high school football practices, but thankfully not the games. First and goal inside the 1. Taking it himself, leaping over the line is Stallrick. Stallrick went under center to take the snap. Leaps over the line, off the trampoline. Touchdown for New Richmond. They lead 34-7. We have 10:37 left to go in the ball game. So New Richmond out to the 34-7 lead. Fagan on for the extra point. New Richmond has spent most of the game taking snaps on the north side of the 50, and they have broken through as Fagan's extra point is up, and it is good. 35-7 in favor of New Richmond. Early in the fourth quarter, Eau Claire North gets the ball back right after this on EC Hometown Radio and 93.5.
Install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your friend.
Quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your friend.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Be your friend.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Be your friend.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
This one has gotten away from Eau Claire North as they trail 35-7. 10:37 left to go in this game as North will get the ball back. But Derek, you want to see that offense generate something because the offense hasn't done much of anything since the first half against Menominee.
Yeah, there really hasn't been much to see from them. And don't look to try to bounce back here, at least get something else on the board.
A little short kick taken by a North upman at the 30-yard line. He'll get out to his 34, and that'll be it. Now, the thing is for North, you want to try to score here before the end of this ball game. Generate some confidence for these guys. Generate something that works. We've seen Levante Bean be able to be that bowling ball running back, but they've not been able to find anything else to sort of complement that. McCracken has not been used as much in terms of a passing attack. And the thing with Bean is Bean's not the big play guy for you. You can get 5-6 yards out of him, but he's not the guy that's going to get you that 50-yard run, too. He's more of a bruising back. First and 10 from the 30, their own 35. Hand off Bean. Bounce the outside of the 40 to the 45 to the 50. He's got one man to beat. He's tripped up, but dives ahead to the New Richmond 43-yard line. Scott meet Foot, Foot meet Scott's mouth. As Levante Bean with a gain of some 25 yards, first and 10 for North at the plus 43. But the good thing for Bean is if he needs 3-4 yards, he's gonna get that for you in a late game situation. And while he can bust out right there, you still wanna have that other element there that's gonna have to loosen up defenses a bit. McCracken, hand off Bean. He's in the backfield this time. Good job staying on his feet and crawls ahead to the line of scrimmage. Turns what would have been a 3-yard loss into nothing. Second down and 10.
And yeah, right there, you might. Now, losing some, like 2-3 yards isn't the worst thing in the world, but it's definitely not something you want.
Yeah, you don't want to be playing behind the sticks. It's like waking up late and having to hustle to get ready for work or school. McCrack in the pass, rolling out near side. He's under duress. Throws near sideline, incomplete. Meanwhile, this New Richmond team, you look at what New Richmond's done. This defense, through now 7 quarters, has allowed just that one touchdown pass to Mettler in the second quarter of this game. Other than that, they have not allowed any other points. Remember last week, the defense pitched a shutout for New Richmond. The only points that New Richmond allowed on Marshfield was on a pick six. Third and 10 from the 43 of New Richmond for North. 9:28 left to go in this one. North down big, flags fly on the snap. Likely an illegal procedure. Or did somebody jump for New Richmond and they blew the play dead because somebody was coming in unabated? No, it'll be, they will say offsides on New Richmond. So encroachment on New Richmond will give 5 free yards to North. It'll make it 3rd and 5 at the plus 38. 9:26 left in this one. North down 35-7, but trying to build something up for next week when they are at home taking on Wausau West in the conference opener. Starting next week, the games count towards getting into the playoffs. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Shotgun snap, little throw to the near side, picked off. It came out of the hands, funky, of Peyton McCracken, was underthrown, and a diving interception made by Alex Monson of the New Richmond Tigers, and they'll take over at the 38. The ball slipped out of the hands of McCracken. It was very much like a wounded bird going through the air.
Yeah, that one was, it's a rough one to take as a quarterback. You are all set to throw it. You think you got your guy, and the ball just slips out.
Don't know if anybody maybe got a piece of his arm as he was throwing ahead, but interception. Second turnover for New Richmond to pick up today, and New Richmond takes over at their own 38. So again, the playoff race begins next week. And from there on out, here's what you need to do to make the postseason. I'll tell you in a moment here as Nick Stolrick takes the shotgun snap, gives it to Heppner in the backfield, coming to the near side and dives ahead for 2 yards to the 40. So starting next week, you'll have 7 games left, 6 of them against official conference teams in 1 crossover game with the BRC, if you are North or Memorial. And you need to win 4 of the 7 games to qualify for the playoffs. 4 of the 7 to qualify. If you get to 3, there's an outside shot you can sneak in. You need a lot of help, but 4 gets you in. Give to Heppner on 2nd and 8, and Heppner right up the gut along the near hash mark out to the 45-yard line for a gain of 5, and it sets up a 3rd down, and we'll call it 4 at their own 45.
Now here, if your North defense would love a stop right here, right now, but if you're New Richmond, they're just gonna try to keep bulldozing them, which is what they've been doing this whole game.
3rd down and 5 from their own 45 for New Richmond. Stolrick, wide receiver screen pass, Eckert far side. He's got the 1st down along the sideline of the 50 and knocked down at the North 49-yard line. Tackle on the play by Carson Vance of North, but a 1st down for New Richmond. We heard Matt McGinnis say on the pregame show, and if you missed the pregame show, naughty, naughty. But McGinnis said New Richmond is arguably the most athletic team, which is code word for speedy team, he has seen in his first 2 years as the head coach of the Huskies. And New Richmond, a burgeoning city, a burgeoning school district. Bad snap on the shotgun, ball loose in the backfield, but Stolrick able to flop back on top of it. They'll lose 5 yards on the play, back to their own 46. It'll be 2nd and 15 from their own 46. A New Richmond, a growing city, part of the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. A community that's grown, that's doubled in size in the last 10 years from 5,000 people to 10,000 people, and it only continues to grow even more so than Hudson, which is about 15 minutes further to the west from here. And off here to Alex Oon on a wide receiver sweep, coming near side of the 45 to the 40. He's got the first down and nudged out of bounds at the north 37, but another big gain on the ground for New Richmond. They gained 17 on the ground right there and have a first down.
Yeah, it's again with these big run plays. North's going to have to, by next week, figure out a way to stop that.
So under 7 to go in the ball game. New Richmond leading Eau Claire North 35-7. Of course, coming up tomorrow, folks, hope you enjoy your Saturday, final Saturday of summer, if you will, though not officially. I know we're going to go to the farmer's market tomorrow morning in downtown Eau Claire. Looking forward to getting a baked good tomorrow, Derek?
That's what I'm looking forward to do.
First and 10 from the plus 38 for New Richmond. Again, Hettner on the carry up the middle, moving the pile with him inside the 35 to the 31, and a gain of 7 on the play. It'll be second down and 3. There's a few bakeries that are represented at the farmer's market. We'll go get our chocolate croissants or whatever from this one that they're the best bakery. They'll be the first ones to tell you they're the best bakery. They're the best bakery there at the farmer's market. Is it the absolute best bakery in the area? I'm not too sure, but they're the best bakery there. But they'll tell you they're the best bakery around. On the far hash marks, here's Tavon Brandt for New Richmond, and he's got a first down inside the 25 to the 21, a gain of 5. First and 10 for New Richmond. We have 6 minutes left in the ball game as we play this one for statistical purposes only. New Richmond jumped out to a 21-0 lead early in the second quarter. North made it 21-7, but could never truly get back into this ball game. First and 10 from the North 21 for New Richmond. And off again to Heppner. Heppner rolled over at the line, flings himself ahead, and able to gain a hard-earned yard on that one. Second down and 9. You'll start seeing, I would wonder, and yeah, here we go, is New Richmond's going to start bringing on some of the second teamers, and no doubt Matt McGinnis is going to do the same thing for North. And a chance for these guys to get some playing time. Remember, as we always say, these guys put in just the same amount of work as the guys playing, getting first team snaps. For some guys, this is a prelude to them seeing more time next year as a starter. For other guys, this is the highlight of their athletic careers. Both on positive sides. Here's Tavon Brandt on the carry. On the far side hash mark, he's got 9 on the play, and he's got a first down. On second down and 9, they needed 9. They got 9 down to the 11-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from the 11. Truman Weiss in at quarterback for New Richmond, as New Richmond now with a wholesale change of the offensive line as well. Under 5 to go in the ball game. New Richmond with the second teamers trying to get some points. North, no doubt, has got some backups in at defense trying to get a feel-good stop at the end of this one, as New Richmond leads 35-7. Well, handoff again. Tavion Brandt. Brandt nowhere to go. It'll be, you know, they gave him the 10-yard line on that last play, so it's second down and goal to go. I thought it was going to be from the 11, but they said from the 10. So it's second down and goal to go from the 10 for New Richmond. Shotgun snap. Brandt again on the carry, wrapped up at the line, nowhere to go. It'll be third and goal from the 10. Clay Wazinski, a senior for North, on the tackle. Third and goal from the 10.
And as we wind this one down,
If you're North, you're just going to want to get something back here, take some a positive into next week.
Third and goal to go from the 10 for New Richmond as they lead 35-7. They've spent most of the entire game on the north side of the 50. Shotgun snap, Rant on the carry, tried to go through the right side of the line. He spun down for no gain. Again, Lozinski was in on the tackle. Looks like he got some help as well from Bo McConaughey. It'll be fourth and goal from the 10, and New Richmond will keep the offense out there with 3:15 left in the game. And New Richmond's going to bring some other guys out there. Looks like Lucas Quadi now in at quarterback. Quadi, a freshman. Quadi takes the snap. He'll keep himself going far side. Down to the 5. Down to the goal line. He's popped. They go off of the pylon. Was he in? He got hit. He and a North player went spinning into the pylon. And the official will say he's in. Touchdown for New Richmond as Lucas Quadi, the freshman for New Richmond, runs it in from 10 yards. He got popped right at the pylon, stayed in bounds long enough, and New Richmond now leads 41-7. Or no. One official gave it a touchdown, a single touchdown, but no, the other official on the far side said nay, nay. So they say he did not get in. The ball must not have been across the plane when he hit the pylon. So the North defense holds, and they'll take over right in the shadow of their own goalpost with the nose of the football pretty much touching their own goal line. So North will have the ball right at their own goal line here. First down, and nothing happening. You're just trying to move the pile for a couple of yards. Gotta see who's in a quarterback for North. Is it still McCracken? Wouldn't be surprised if they kept McCracken in there only because of the situation being up against it.
Second down.
But it does look like they got somebody else in there. It's second down. They gained 2 on the play. Second down and 8. They've got a little bit of room to let the belly breathe. Let's see who's in a quarterback for North right now. High snap, pull down. Here's a run past the 5 and out to the 7-yard line. That's Arvid Ryberg on the carry. And we hit the final 2 minutes of this one. Third down and 2 for North. Both teams have their timeouts, but nobody's going to use their timeouts here. The breadbasket is empty. We're just waiting for the check to arrive at this point. Post-game show, we'll replay a couple of highlights, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well, and get you ready for next week. Third down and 2 from their own 8. Carey here will go for the first down. Staying on his feet is Carter Bauer. Bauer along the far side hash marks. Past the 15, out to the 19, and a first down for North. Coming up next week, we'll have Memorial at Stevens Point. 6:45 coverage time. 7 o'clock kickoff, Memorial at Stevens Point. And then this North team, by the way, they'll be home at Carson Park taking on Wausau West in their conference opener. First and 10 from their own 19 for North. High snap, pull down, throw to the near side is incomplete. That's Keaton Caldwell in at quarterback for North as he sees some time for the Huskies. 1:10 to go in the ball game. The team managers for the New Richmond Tigers begin to take down their portable tent on the near sideline that they use to take a look at guys who might get banged up during the game, much like you see on college and pro sidelines. High snap in the shotgun, bobbled, settled down by Caldwell. He'll keep it himself, tries to run to the far side, and is escorted out of bounds right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 10 at their own 24 North with 1 minute to go.
And yeah, if you're North here, you'll take anything that you can get at this point.
We'll, of course, talk to Matt McGinnis next week. We'll play that interview at halftime of our coverage. We'll get his thoughts on this game. And off here. Nice game. Pass to 25 out to the 30-yard line and a first down run for that North Husky backup. Not there. It looks like that was Brody Heimbuch on the carry. Final minute of this one, last 50 seconds. North will, if they keep it on the ground here, this will probably be the last play of the ball game. Ball at their own 33. 35-7, New Richmond leads this one. New Richmond had a comfortable lead most of this one tonight. High snap, settled down. Now Caldwell boots it. It goes back to his own 15. He picks it back up and is chased out of bounds far side with 27